Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
As I mentioned the other day, there's a debate going on in our house about whether or not I need a new iPhone. Guess which side of the argument Marianne is on?
You mean because your phone was released in 2017 in the dark ages, and whenever we do an Instagram or Facebook Live with your phone, no one can hear you, and we can't read the names of people going live with us? That
I've had that phone 5 years. That cannot be.
Yeah, look it up. That's when it was made.
Well, listen, my phone works fine, except for whatever that audio issue is with Facebook Live and Instagram Live.
Which is major for us, because that's what we do. So your phone is broken, basically. And it can't be fixed. I mean, it's not worth it to fix it. So anyway, you don't always need to buy the latest iPhone, but knowing when to upgrade is important. So, of course, because we're having this argument for the last 3 days at our house, I did a little research to find out what are the signs that it's time to upgrade. And actually, you qualify for some, not all of these, but some of these. So, for starters, just as a basic, you should know that your phone should last about 4 to 7 years. Yours is like 5.5 years old. So you're right in the middle.
You know, Apple wants it to last 4 to 7 months.
That's not true. But it all depends on how you use it. And so, you know, I'm going to give you some telltale signs that you need to upgrade, okay?
All right.
So I have seven. All right. The first one is you never have space on your phone. So low storage space is really common. That happens to me all the time. So I just keep, every time I buy a phone, I get, I buy more space. So, but you can also, like, just declutter and get rid of things that you don't need, like pictures and apps and music that really add up. But even when you do that, if you still don't have storage space, you need a new phone.
I'll get around to that after I declutter around the house.
Okay. The second sign is that you can't download the latest iOS software. And I don't know if you would even know that or what that means, but the software, I know that you used, I don't know if you still do, but you used to have this belief that you should never upgrade your iOS software.
Yeah, I'm afraid to. Things go wrong after that.
Right, but you're exposing yourself to malware and to other security risks. So you should really update that. But if you can't, your phone is too old. All right, the next one is the battery drains too fast. So,
mine's older. No, mine lasts a long time.
Right, but you don't use your phone the way most people do. So
that's true.
Yeah, like you leave it at home, you know, a lot.
I'm not on it 24/7, doing all sorts of complicated things with it.
Yeah, you're on it like 1/7.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
24/7. Okay. All right. The next one is that you can't use the latest chargers and accessories. So, here are a couple of things that happened. Like, Apple shifted from the 30-pin to the Lightning connectors, which are super fast for charging. And they also removed the headphone jack, on the phones. And so once they stop producing these accessories, it's really hard to find replacements. Mm-hmm. So you're not using like any of the Lightning connectors. It takes forever to charge your phone. And this is part of the reason, because they've upgraded, but you have not been able to, you know, use the new stuff.
It doesn't seem like it takes that long to recharge my phone.
Well, you only recharge it, you know, at night. When you're sleeping, sometimes, if you remember.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is that fixing your phone would be more expensive than buying a new one. So if you have to, like, replace a cracked screen, that's cheaper than buying a brand new phone, because you can just replace the screen. But if there's a lot of damage to your phone, like replacing both the front and the back cameras and the home button, you're better off buying a new one. The next one is you can't get sufficient mobile network coverage. So I need to look on your phone, but I don't know if your phone is capable of 5G. Mm-hmm. I know that you have 4G, but it is really way, way faster. And pretty soon, the day will come when you have to have 5G, or else you're left behind.
I think I've seen the 5G, on the little icon there, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll have to look at it. And the last one is that your phone just doesn't work, that there are things about it that don't work. Like in your case, the sound, there's an audio problem with your phone. So we can't do like an Instagram Live or a Facebook Live with your phone because it's really annoying to the person listening. Or yeah. If your apps are crashing or your buttons or your touchscreen don't work, just upgrade. That's your only option.
Yeah, we just got
You have it.
Just got a text from somebody. Why doesn't Marianne use her phone for Facebook Live? Well, because we do Facebook Live and Instagram
both.
Live at the same time, and we're using her phone for Facebook and mine for Instagram, and we've had an audio problem there. So
right, but I think that here's a way that we can both win, because I keep saying I'm going to buy you a phone. Well, I think maybe I will give you my iPhone 12, and I'll buy myself a phone. How about that?
No, I don't like that. If we do this, I want a completely new phone of my own.
Okay. Well, no, you're not going to have any of my stuff on it.
Oh, all right.
Okay, but anyway, no, I agree. That's what we should do.
What's you got some football season snacks on Savvy Planet this weekend?
If you love popcorn, I am obsessed with this. As you know, I've been making it every night.
Yeah.
I've been making popcorn with ghee. Usually it's the oils that make it unhealthy, but I've been using like organic kernels and GMO-free and all that stuff, and then using ghee, which is liquefied butter, which is way healthier than most oils. And it's delicious, and it tastes buttery. And, it's like a super simple recipe. I mean, seriously, it's a recipe for making popcorn. But I just thought I would remind everybody. So it's on the Savvy Planet website.
SavvyPlanet.com is a hyphen in the middle of that. And I've been eating it,
yes.
And it tastes like there's butter on it. I love it. Marianne, I'll call you on the way home if my phone works. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
It's 8:48.
You start charging it now.
It's fine. It really is. I don't have any problem with it. I think it's the 8. And last time I was in the Apple store, the guy said, this is one of the best phones we've ever made.